See more coming. All right, well, we'll get started. We've got a few more just on their way in. So let's start by taking a comfortable seat. Close your eyes for a moment. And in this moment, connect with your breath. Allow your body to relax, your mind to relax. We'll let our head drop down and roll from side to side. And come back to center, bring hands to your heart. May this practice today bring healing to the body, peace to the mind, joy to the heart, and a unity of mind, body, and spirit. And as you inhale, arms drift up into the sky, and exhaling, they float back down to the ground. Now close your eyes and just let your body move with your breath. One more time, with an inhale, we reach into the sky. And then as we exhale, let's fold forward. We'll lay our hands down on the mat. We'll step our feet back and come to downward facing dog. Push back away from your hands. Push your heels up and down. Let your whole body enjoy the stretch. Let's walk our hands back to our feet as we fold into a forward bend. Remember that every pose today is yours to explore and fit to your own body. So it'll look different on each person. Now walk your hands forward again. Come back to downward facing dog. And let's set our knees down onto the mat. We'll slide our hips into our heels. And with an inhale, cross your arms, rise up, reach open. Exhale, cross your arms, folding down. And flow with your breath. One more time, reaching up and open. And then as we fold forward, we'll settle into child's pose. Hips into heels, arms reaching forward. A place you can rest anytime today. We'll come back here together later, but anytime you'd like to, remember child's pose is here. Now curl your toes under your feet, lift hips to the sky, return to downward facing dog. Step your right foot forward. Left knee touches the ground, inhale, reach up, kneeling lunge. Exhale, hands come down again. Step the right foot back and shift your shoulders up above your wrists, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower down. Inhale, rise up, roll the shoulders back, cobra. And then hips slide into heels, child's pose. Again, toes into the floor, hips to the sky, step into downward facing dog. And step the left foot forward. The right knee touches down, inhale, reaching up, kneeling lunge. Exhale, hands come back down. And we step the left foot back. Again, shoulders above the wrists, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower down. Inhale, rising to cobra. And then hips back into heels, child's pose. And toes turn to the floor as we step again into downward facing dog. This time, walk your feet up to meet your hands. Inhale, all the way up. Exhale, hands into the heart. And then down to our sides. Let's take our shoulders up towards our ears and then round to the back and down. Go round and round and loosen up some of the tension you may be carrying in your shoulders. And then as shoulders feel a little looser, let these become great big arm circles, round and round. And then reach to the sky, bring hands into your heart. Check to see that you're standing at the very front end of your mat for the sun salutation. Inhale, arms reach. We slide the hips down and back, chair pose. And then reach up and into the sky. If you like, you can curve back into a little bit of a back bend and then dive down. Inhale and lift up halfway with your back flat. And then take your hands to the mat, step your right foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge, arms reach to the sky, and then hands back down to the mat. And the left foot steps back. Plank or kneeling plank, exhale lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling, we go back to downward facing dog. Right leg reaches up and into the sky. Step or help the right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge, arms circling up. And then hands touch back down. Now the left foot steps forward. Inhale, reach for the sky. Slide down into chair. And then come all the way up again. Another little back bend is yours if you'd like. Dive down. Now lift up halfway. And then take your hands to the mat as you step your left foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge, arms reaching to the sky. And then hands come back down to the mat. And the right foot steps back. Plank or kneeling plank, exhale lower. Inhale and arch up. And exhaling, we go back again to downward facing dog. Take your left leg now to the sky. And then step or help the left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Now let your hands return to the mat. The right foot steps to the front. Inhale, up into the sky. Slide into chair. Reach up once again. If you'd like that back bend, you can take one more here. And then dive down. Inhale, lift up halfway. Now take your hands to the mat. Walk your feet back. Step into downward facing dog. Take a moment to feel the awakened energy within you flowing like a river. So now that we've loosened up and warmed up a little, we'll begin our standing flows. Let's start by taking our right leg up and into the sky. We'll step the right foot forward, the back foot lays flat down, and we step into warrior one. Lunging forward with the right knee from a solid foundation, we reach to the sky. Can you feel the energy of this warrior? It's strong, it's powerful, it's confident. Now begin to let your hands reach around behind your back as you step the left foot up to meet the right. Fingers connect behind you, roll the shoulders back, push the hands back, and let your heart be open. Now come up and fold forward. Let your hands tumble down to the ground. Your right hand takes your left ankle, the left arm to the sky as we twist and turn to the left. Chin facing the left shoulder. Now unwind this side of the twist. Before the other side, come up halfway and give your back a little stretch. Folding forward, the left hand grabs the right ankle, right arm to the sky. Twisting and turning to the right. And come back around. Again, lift up halfway, a little stretch. Now take hands to the mat, step your left foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. And let's go with the flow of our breath. Exhale, reaching down and back. Inhale, coming up, reaching to the sky. Needing a nice solid foundation to hold you as you go with the flow. One more time, reach up. Then bring your hands all the way down to the mat and we'll step back. Vinyasa, inhale plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back to downward facing dog. And other side, left leg to the sky. Step the left foot forward, back foot flat down, warrior one. Strong and powerful and confident in this warrior. Your hands begin to come around behind you as you step the right foot forward. Connect your fingers behind your back. Push hands and shoulders back. Let your heart be open, wide, reaching skyward. Now let's come up and over into a forward bend. Hands dropping down to the ground. The right hand wraps around the left ankle, left arm to the sky as we twist and turn to the left. Coming back around, lift up halfway, really stretch your back out. And then folding forward, the left hand grabs the outside of the right ankle, twisting, turning to the right. And come back around again, lift up halfway, feel the stretch. And then take your hands to the mat, step the right foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. And let's go with the flow of our breath. Exhale, reach down and back. Inhaling up. One more time, the arms reach up, and then hands come down to the mat, and we step back. Vinyasa, inhale plank or kneeling plank, exhale lower. Inhale and arch up. Exhaling, we go back to downward facing dog. So let's take what we've started with and add a little more to it. Take your right leg to the sky. Step the right foot forward, back foot flat, warrior one. Powerful, strong, confident, warrior one. And then hands come behind the back as we step forward. Let your heart be open, reaching toward the sky. Pour ourselves forward, releasing the hands, right hand grabs the left ankle, we twist and turn to the left. And then we come back around, a little stretch for the back as we lift up halfway. And then the left hand takes the right ankle, twisting, turning to the right. Back around, lift up halfway. And take your hands to the mat, step your left foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. And we go with the flow of our breath, down and back with the exhale, up to the sky with the inhale. One more time, reaching up. And then take hands down to the mat. This time, send your right leg to the sky behind you. Reach it way up high as you step back. And then bend your knee, let your foot roll back as you turn your right knee to the sky. And see things from a new perspective. breath circles round and round with your right knee. Loosen up your right hip. Now take your right leg up into the sky, and then with a great big step forward, lay your back foot flat and open to warrior two. So our body facing sideways, arms parallel to the floor, but we look straight ahead. This pose reminds me of a timeline. It's as if the left hand reaches back into the past, the right hand reaches into the future, but our heart and mind firmly rooted in the present. Reach just a little forward. Flip the right hand over. Reach back into reverse warrior. Left hand drips down the left leg as we stretch through the right side of the body, reaching into the full potential of this stretch. The left hand reaches up to meet the right. Bring hands to the heart, turn your feet around to the long side of the mat, and then point your toes to the corners of your mat. Bend your knees, sink your hips down and back, temple pose. A moment to just be grounded and centered here. Straightening the legs. We'll turn our feet around to the long side of the mat. Take hands onto the hips, pour yourself down. Let your hands come to the ground. Walk them around to the front of your mat as you shift your feet and step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. Exhaling, we go back to downward facing dog. Other side, left leg to the sky. Step the left foot forward, the back foot flat down, warrior one. Feel that energy that's strong, powerful, and confident here. And then hands come behind the back as we step forward. Let your heart stretch wide open. Come up and over. Our hands drop down. The right hand catches the left ankle. We twist and turn to the left. Bring the twist around. Lift up halfway. Give your back a stretch. Folding forward, left hand grabs the right ankle, a twist and turn to the right. And coming round again, lift up halfway. And take your hands to the mat, step your right foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. And we go with the flow of our breath. Exhale, down and back. Inhaling up. Reach up one more time. And then take your hands down to the mat. Send your left leg to the sky behind you. Step back, roll the hip open. See things from a new perspective. Circle your left knee round and round. And then left leg up and into the sky. And with a really big wide step forward, lay your back foot flat down, open to warrior two. Reaching into the past, reaching into the future, but firmly rooted in the present. Reach forward just a little, turn the left hand over. Reaching back, reverse warrior. That full potential of this big side bend. Right hand reaches up to meet the left. We turn our feet around to the long side of the mat as we bring hands to the heart. And then point your toes to the corners of your mat as you sink down into temple pose. Grounded and centered. And straightening the legs, turn your feet around to the long side of your mat again, hands to the hips, pouring yourself down. Let your hands come to the mat, walk hands around to the front, little shift of the feet, and we step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling, back to downward facing dog. So let's add one more segment to this flow, right leg to the sky. Step the right foot forward, back foot flat, warrior one. Strong, powerful, confident. Hands come behind the back as we step forward, pushing hands and shoulders back to let your heart be wide open. Come forward now. Hands drop down and the right hand takes the left ankle. We twist and turn to the left. Come back around, lift up halfway, let your back lengthen. Folding forward, the left hand takes the right ankle. Let's twist and turn to the right. And come around again, lift up halfway. Bring your hands to the mat, step your left foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. And we go with the flow of our breath, down and back. Inhaling up. Reaching up one more time. And then we bring hands down to the mat. Send your right leg to the sky behind you. Step back, roll open, see things from a new perspective. Draw circles round and round. Send your right leg to the sky, and then with a great big step, step the right foot forward, back foot flat, warrior two. Honoring the past and the future, but grounded in the center, right here in the present. Reach forward a little, turn your right hand over, reaching back into the potential of this side bend, reverse warrior. And the left hand reaches up to find the right hand. Feet turn around to the long side of the mat as hands come to the heart. Then point toes to the corners and sink down into temple pose. Grounded. Centered. Straighten the legs, turn your feet around to the long side of the mat. Make fists at your low back. Let's take a little back bend here. As the feet push down, the heart rises up, we roll the shoulders back, leaning back into this back bend. Back bends are energizing, enlivening. So let yourself be fully alive in this moment. Coming back up, we'll shift our hands onto our hips and let that back bend become a forward bend. Pouring ourselves down, our hands come down to the mat. Give yourself a moment in gravity here. And then walk your hands around to the front of the mat. Little change of the feet again so we're facing forward. Lay your back knee down. Shift your hips back. Bow forward into a stretch of your right leg. humbly, with gratitude, we bow down. Now coming forward again, we take hands onto the mat, we curl the back toes under, pick the back knee up, and we step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. And exhale, back to downward facing dog. That's the whole flow. Let's do it one more time on the other side. Left leg to the sky. Step the left foot forward, back foot flat down. Warrior one. Step into this strength and power, this confidence. And as we step forward, the hands reach around behind so we can let our heart be wide open. Come up and over. Hands come down to the ground. The right hand catches the left ankle as we twist and turn to the left. And the twist comes back around. Let's stretch our back out as we come up halfway. And then folding forward, left hand takes the right ankle. Once again, we twist and turn to the right. Come down and around, lift up halfway. Take your hands to the mat, step your right foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. And then go with the flow of your breath, exhale down and back. Inhaling up. Reach up one more time. And then bring your hands down to the mat. Step your left leg up to the sky. Roll the hip open. Draw circles with your knee. Looking under your right arm in a new perspective. And then left leg up into the sky. And a big wide step forward with the left foot. Back foot comes flat down. Warrior two. Right hand to the past. Left hand to the future, but centered in the present. Reach forward, turn your left hand over. Reach into the potential of this side bend, reverse warrior. And the right hand reaches up to find the left. We turn our feet to the long side of the mat. As hands come to the heart, point toes to the corners of your mat. Sinking down, temple pose. Where we feel grounded and centered. Straightening the legs. Let's turn our feet around to the long side of the mat. Make fists at your low back. Push down into your feet as you roll your shoulders back and curve back. Fully alive in this moment. Coming back up, our hands shift around to our hips and we pour that back bend down. Let your hands come down, let your head hang down, take a deep breath. And walk your hands around to the front of the mat, turn your feet to face forward, lay your right knee down. As the hips shift back, we bow forward, humbly, gratefully, as we stretch into the left leg. coming forward. Take your hands onto the mat, turn your right toes to the floor, lift your right knee up, and we step back now for our last vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. Exhaling back to downward facing dog. And now lay your knees to the mat. Slide your hips into the nest of your heels. Lay yourself down into child's pose. The front of the mat, let's press our hands down, curl our toes under our feet, and slowly step our way back again into downward facing dog. And then we'll walk our feet up to meet our hands. Nice easy inhale, come all the way up and bring hands into your heart. And let's step into a little balancing now. Step onto your right foot, and we start today with tree pose. So dig your roots deep into the ground. Take your left foot to the ankle or the calf or the thigh of your right leg. Your hands could be at your heart. They could branch out from your center. And know that you can step down, start again at any time. You can go next to a wall to support you. Now bring hands into your heart, take your left knee straight ahead, standing up straight and tall as if your head were pulled by an invisible thread. Now spread your wings, eagle pose, wind your left leg around your right, and then cross your right arm over your left. You can take hands on shoulders or you can wrap your arms together. Release your eagle pose, step onto two feet before the other side. See what kind of movement your body might crave for a moment. And then let's step down onto the left foot and create the roots for tree pose. Right foot now, ankle, calf, or thigh. Interpret it to the language your body speaks. And then hands fold into the heart as we take the right knee straight ahead. And our wings open wide, eagle pose. Wind your right leg around your left, cross your left arm over your right, and make it your variation. And then step down again onto two feet. And once more, see what kind of movement your body is asking for and give it that. And then take a nice big inhale that reaches right up into the sky. And exhale, fold all the way down. We take hands to the mat, we walk our feet back, lay our knees down, and once again, let our hips come to the cradle of our heels. Child's pose. Now walk your hands way over to the right of your mat this time for a side bend. And hands walk around to the center again. And then they'll walk way over to the left side of our mat. Your hands come back again to the center. And then walk your hands in towards your knees. Excuse me. We'll crisscross our ankles. We'll slip right over the tops of our feet and we'll come to sit. So we'll move now down onto the floor for some forward bending. Before we do that, we'll roll back. So you can either roll onto your back and hug your knees, or you can roll onto your shoulders and take your feet behind your head. So whichever makes sense for your body. And then in just a moment, we'll take our first forward bend, which will mean we'll roll forward. And when we do, we'll extend the right leg out straight, bending the left foot or left knee. That left foot will come to the inner right thigh. It'll look like tree pose. So when you're ready, roll yourself forward with your right leg out and your left foot in. And then as you inhale, lift up to the sky. Exhale, fold over your right leg in this forward bend. Know that the more you relax, the more tension you can release. Let your breaths get nice and deep, particularly your exhalation. Walk your hands up your right leg and let's roll back again. Same options as before, either onto your back or your shoulders. So for our second forward bend, it will be exactly the same, just the other side. So when you're ready, roll forward with your left leg out and your right foot in. And then inhale, reach up into the sky. Exhale, folding over the left leg. Breath long and slow and deep. Can you feel a release in each and every breath? Walk our hands up the left leg. One more forward bend. So roll back first, either on your back or your shoulders. So for this last one, it will be both legs stretched out straight. So when you're ready, roll forward with both legs out. Inhale, reach to the sky. Maybe tiptoe your hips back just a little bit so you can lean forward into this forward bend. Relaxing, releasing. Begin to walk your hands up your legs. Grab the backs of your thighs. This time, let's all roll down onto our back. And then rock yourself side to side like a baby in a cradle. Set your right foot onto the floor. Cross your left ankle over your right thigh. And then take your hands behind your head, lacing your fingers together, just as a resting cradle for your head. Try not to use your hands and arms and upper body. Instead, use your abdominal strength to lift your head and shoulders up, and then take a little twist to the left, and then come back down, and continue. Now one more time. Coming up, a little twist to the left. And then lay your head gently down as you reach around behind your right leg and draw the legs in towards you for pigeon pose. Going nice and deep into your left hip, a place we store a lot of tension. As you close your eyes and relax, let your shoulders soften, your jaw loosen, your breath deepen. Your hands slip apart, uncross your legs, take your hands on your knees, draw circles round and round. And then reverse your circles around the other way. And coming to center, drop your left foot to the floor, right ankle crossing the left foot. Make that little resting cradle for your head, but use your abdominal strength to lift up and take a little twist to the right. And then lower down, keep flowing. Up one more time with that little twist to the right. And then as you lay your head softly down, reach around behind your left leg and use pigeon to go nice and deep into your right hip. Close your eyes. We give it time. We give it breath. Fingers release, the legs uncross. Again, take hands on your knees, draw circles round and round. And take your circles round the other way. And slide your hands up your shins and grab the outsides of your feet. Reach them up like they walked across the ceiling as your knees point to the sides of your rib cage. Let your legs straighten into a great big V, and if you can't reach your feet, let your hands slide down to your inner thighs. And then we'll bend our knees. With hands on the knees, draw your knees back together. And one more time, circle round and round. And the other way. And as you come back to center, choose an inversion for today. Options are to lay on your back and just lift your legs up into the sky, to push your feet onto the floor as you lift your hips up off the ground in bridge pose. Maybe lift your shoulders up above your head. Your hips up above your shoulders in a shoulder stand. Or if you have another inversion you practice, choose what would feel good today. Breathe long, slow, deep breaths. Slowly, gently, begin to lay yourself back down onto the ground. And when you've touched all the way down again, wrap your arms around your knees, rock yourself side to side. And then plant your feet onto the floor for fish pose. Slip your hands underneath your hips. Stretch your legs out straight, and then sit up on your fingertips. Now we'll tuck our elbows under our back so we're propped up on our forearms. Let your head lay back as you reach your heart up and into the sky. And then the head lifts as we let that fish pose return to the mat. Slip your hands out from underneath you. Reach them to the floor behind your head. Lace your fingers together, turn your palms around. Give your whole body a great big stretch. Now reach down, gather up your right knee. Cross it all the way over your body to the left while you turn your head and look to the right. Your left hand fall to the floor as that twist rolls you over and lays you softly down. You may need to straighten your body out a little bit. Once again, stretch the arms and legs, the whole body. And take hold of your left knee now. Cross it over you to the right. Turn your head to the left. Release your right hand. Let the twist lay you back down onto your mat. Straighten yourself out if needed, and then release the weight of your body to the floor. We've come now to this final relaxation. Surrender yourself, close your eyes, breathe deeply. May I be strong, confident, and powerful. May my heart be open. May I be able to navigate the twists and turns of life with grace and patience. May I be able to go with the flow. When I need to, may I be able to step back, shift my perspective, and see things from a new perspective. May I honor my past, look forward to my future, but be in the present. May I reach my full potential. May I be grounded and confident. And may I be alive in each moment. May I be humble and grateful. Now take a very deep breath in, and then that inhale slips into a nice deep exhale. And give yourself time now to create your own meaningful closure for your experience today. And then when you feel ready, roll softly over onto your right side. Lay your head down on your arm for a moment. No hurry to move on. And then finally, we meet sitting on the mat once again, coming back to where we started. Offer your gratitude for your yoga practice today. And then once again, we'll let our head drop down and roll from side to side. And as we come back to center, our arms circle up into the sky. Our hands meet above us. And come first to our forehead for gratitude in our thoughts today. To our lips for gratitude in our words. And to our heart for gratitude in our heart. May the sun shine upon you. All love surround you. And may the pure light within you guide your way on. Together we say, Namaste.